Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. So Thursdays, we have Mike Elaman, who is one of our conservative friends. On Fridays, we have Alvin Reed on, one of our more liberal, left-leaning friends. And then on Tuesdays, we do the think tank where we have a couple of people in at the same time. I'm going to give you the choice.
Okay.
If you feel like talking politics, we can do that. If you'd rather jack around, we can do that too.
So as much as I would love to talk politics, can I go with jack around?
We can jack around.
Let's go.
There you go.
Absolutely. I'm in. Let's let's make that happen. I only say that because my wife was saying the other day, you know, I get so tired of conversations that you have because it is all about politics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. You know, well, God love her for saying something,
yeah.
Right? So I appreciate that. But it's just, I have a friend of mine who calls me all the time and we talk about whatever's going on in local government. And it's just one of those things where my wife's like, oh, great. This is going to be an hour of...
Let's invite him over for a barbecue.
I was so hoping to stick needles in my eyes. But hey, you and Matt can talk.
Okay. A babysitter wants to know if she was in the wrong after a mother freaked out on her ordering DoorDash while she was watching her kids. The mother said it was irresponsible to have a stranger come to the house without asking permission, even if they were just leaving food at the door.
Okay, let me jump in here. I am on the internet too much. I actually saw this Reddit post organically yesterday.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
The thing that is leaving out is the fact that this babysitter had been at the house since 11 a.m. It was about 8 p.m. when she ordered the DoorDash. The mom was 3 hours later than she said she would be coming back to get the kids, which automatically at that point, the mom is wrong.
She loses.
Like, she loses. She loses the argument. And even if she's going to be that late, she should be apologizing and saying, you can get food out of my fridge or I will send you something. I actually saw the screenshots of the text. The mom was way too mean about this and way too paranoid about this.
Good, because I was hoping to root against the mom.
Yeah. Does it say how old the mom is?
I don't have that.
Because this is bizarre. So you trust this person
to watch your
care
child.
For your children, but she can't order food from a place that's just going to drop a bag at the door.
Yeah, her reasoning was like, you're leaving my kids alone in their rooms while you go get the food from the door. And it's like,
what?
No one is conspiring to drop off the food and then go in your kids'
room. Why are you
window?
Locking the kids in their room, first of all?
But also, like, what? So when you go to the bathroom, you're, oh my God, you're leaving my kids alone.
Yes.
Like, what do you, I mean, what kind of psycho? We got some psycho parents that do not understand normal behavior.
So from when someone was coming over to babysit your kids, did you not tell them, hey, we've got some food here. If you get hungry, we've got this. We've got some snacks over here.
Yeah.
Like, we gave our babysitters, because of your point, Kevin, we trust them with our kids. Obviously, we feel pretty comfortable with them. We would just pretty much open, hey, there's this in the fridge, there's this in the pantry, help yourself, right? If you need anything, let us know. My wife would even check with the girls who watched our kids when they were younger. Hey, are there any snacks or anything that you want? I'll get them before you come over.
That's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But 100%.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, okay, why didn't the mom do that to begin with?
And would never be 3 hours late.
No.
Unless you had like a serious car accident and you're in the ER or something. Like, no. Well,
and if that's the case, you call a family member and say, can you go over?
Yeah. Exactly.
At that point, have the nerve to be mad that the babysitter wants to feed themselves. Like, give me a break.
How dare you eat?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the case. I mean, maybe she told this person she could eat the food in the house, and this person like, I don't want that food. It's not good.
Me too.
But whatever. I mean, like, this is such a nonsense complaint.
It is.
Like,
this feels like next door to me.
Yeah.
Did you hear that boom, by the way?
No.
Sorry. Next door.
Yeah, no, the next door app's like that all the time. Oh. It's like, did somebody hear a boom? I heard a boom. And then it's like, yeah, I heard a boom too.
That was gunshots.
Yeah,
did you hear gunshots? Yeah, Darden Prairie has a rolling shootout going on.
Yeah.
It's on Bates Road right now.
I see these
watch
all the time.
Out.
Like, you better, people watch out. I saw somebody I didn't know walking down my street today.
Same type of
like,
Karen.
Really? All right. Well.
There's a new trend. Doctor's notes are no longer excusing absences from school.
Ooh.
A school district in Tennessee has made the controversial decision to stop excusing absences with doctor's notes. Kids will simply be marked present or absent and will face punishments for absences, sick or not. If you miss three in a row, they will start an intervention with your family. If a kid misses eight or more, they are referred to juvenile court for truancy.
Wow.
So if you get COVID or the flu, now I'm sure there are ways like, hey, we have COVID, we can whatever.
Can you connect digitally
or
whatever?
But according to this, you miss three and they're referring you, they're doing an intervention with your family.
I don't like the automatic nature of it.
Yeah, the zero tolerance.
What if it's a straight A student? What do you need to intervene for if it's a straight A student who's missed 5 days?
It feels very black and white.
Right. Like you, if I'm a parent and my kid's getting straight A's and you're going to give me a hard time because they're out sick. You got a big problem with me, because what's the point if it's somebody that's doing the work? That's just one example. But why would you get punished for being sick?
Well, and just out of curiosity, are we sure that they can do virtual? I mean, they may not be able to.
Yeah, maybe not.
If you could do virtual, I could get it, right? I could see part of that.
Yeah.
You could participate. You're fine. Because my sister got mono when she was in college.
Oh, it was a common thing when we were kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'd miss a week and a half at a time.
Oh, she missed like 6 weeks.
Wow.
She was down.
I wanted mono so bad. I did.
Well, it makes you seem cool because it implies that you kissed someone.
Exactly. I was willing to take the 6 weeks of sick just that someone thought I kissed a girl.
No, I have proof, really. It's not someone who lives out of town that you wouldn't know.
My Kentucky girlfriend.
Exactly.
I don't know. This one's tough, though. I mean, I think we all know of people who it's like, wow, your kid's missing school again. Like, it becomes a problem. But then also when homeschool is an option and it's like these kids can learn whatever
It's sort of, to me, what we're talking about is sort of like the gun problem. The vast majority of people can be trusted to have a gun and store it correctly and use it in the way it's supposed to be used. Then there are a few idiots that shoot everything. And it's the same way, like, most people are not going to take advantage of missing school. And then you've got people who their kids almost never go. So, like you said, don't punish the good kids or the good parents just because the bad parents are doing a bad job.
Right, but also it's saying specifically, even with a doctor's note.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. So you don't trust the doctor?
Yeah, want him to come to school
sick? You think there's a gigantic, like, forgery business out there forging doctor's notes?
Well, and do you want sick kids coming to make your entire class sick?
Right, because if my kid is, you know, getting good grades and I don't want them to face punishments for no reason, I don't want them to have to go to school with strep throat so that they give it to everybody else and give it to the teachers, and then everybody else spreads it all over the place. That seems like a really poorly thought out idea by dumb people.
Yeah. I am confused by time zones, and specifically like when things are on. So I grew up here.
Yeah.
And so the evening news is on at 5 p.m.
Right.
And the 10 o'clock news, Johnny Carson's on at 10:30, right?
Right. Yeah, yep.
But then, like, so you're telling me that the news doesn't start in New York until 6 p.m.? And that, you know, the late night shows are 11:30 p.m.?
News at 11.
Well, they do, but I grew up in the Eastern time zone, but the news was 5 and 6. So they did the two separate one-hour newscasts. And then from 6 until 7, see, because primetime wasn't until 8.
Right.
So after that, you would have things like the Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
And on the West Coast, you're eating dinner at like 2 p.m., right? I mean, like the Tom Yamas or Lester Holt, the 5:30 p.m. news here comes on at 3:30 there?
I think they air it later.
They do.
That's weird.
They have a West Coast. They have a West Coast feed.
Because that's weird, too, that you're getting the news late.
Yeah, although with the news networks, they're not doing that. The news networks is just what they are. They don't even do news anyway. They just talk.
Okay.
But like the local news would be that. And it's like there's a separate, like if you look at, we used to have DirecTV. You could see like there was an ESPN and an ESPN West.
Yes.
And if it was SportsCenter, it would be SportsCenter, but it was.
And that's what they would tell you after the game sometimes. They would say, you know, your local news is following this, except on the West Coast.
Right, yeah. Right.
Where they've still got 2 hours of programming they're going to fill.
Right.
That mellifluous voice is Mike Elam, who has elected to talk jack crap with us instead of
because that's his wheelhouse. Let's go.
Steve Moore, our boss, brought up an interesting topic. Yeah, Did you bring this up yet?
Not yet, no.
He was asking the question, who was the bigger star, Ozzy Osbourne or Hulk Hogan? And he said, hands down, easy, it was Hulk Hogan.
Interesting.
I would say no. And the only reason I would say no is Ozzy, in his later years, created a whole new audience that was, they weren't Black Sabbath and they weren't Ozzy solo career. I mean, I remember the Osbournes.
Well, they were just the TV show fans. Yeah.
They were. You had that came on, and then Sharon got her TV show, and then Ozzy was part of that. And it just, Ozzy took on a whole other persona to all these other people. And Hulkamania was a big thing for a while.
Yeah.
But it really hasn't been a thing in, what, 15, 20 years?
I agree with Mike.
Yeah, I think.
That never happens, by the way.
If you're just going to say, like.
Let's remember this.
I'm assuming just in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because worldwide, it's not even a conversation. Yeah. Like, worldwide, people don't know Hulk Hogan like they would know a rock star. Just like music is bigger than wrestling worldwide.
Yeah.
Man, so I guess it depends on the measure, right? If you were going to go by the instant man on the street, look at two pictures, who do you recognize immediately? Hulk's going to be the one you recognize immediately because it's just this jarring image. And you're like, oh, that's Hulkamania.
Well, and he's always logoed.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a good point.
Exactly,
no,
same.
That's a great point. He always has Hulk something on somewhere.
It does.
Although Ozzy's pretty on brand usually. But like, if you're thinking about the number of people that know the work or the number of people influenced by that person, like parts of like Ozzy was in his mid 70s, which means people in their 70s and 80s were in their 20s prime when Ozzy was in Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So he has been influencing people for 50, 60 years. And all generations from people in their 70s and 80s up until people that like that kind of rock music now know him and revere him. But it's also only one segment of music, right? That's not like a pop star. It's not like Michael Jackson was, for example. Where
but
it crosses
a lot of
over.
Ozzy songs have crossed over into sports.
Yeah.
I mean, Crazy Train is in every sporting event or every type of intro thing that's going on. That's just a staple. It's like Gary Glitter in rock and roll.
It's a fascinating question because they're very different stars.
Yeah,
one's had a lot longer period of time and certainly had a lot more of an achievement level because there was just different things. But Hulk was Hulk. Man, the 80s though, Hulk was the deal. Man,
he was big.
He was everywhere.
Yeah,
I do want to say I appreciate you doing this today because Nick Spinola said, I'm proud to know that my friend Mike Elam can talk jack crack.
There you go.
So there you go, Nick.
Perfect. Hello,
thanks,
Nick.
Guys.
Rhythm while you can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX 424. Man, this just brought back some memories. Midnight Cowboy is the only X-rated movie to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture. When I was a kid, I'm sure a lot of people my age listening can relate to a story like this. When I was a kid, one of my friend's moms took us to the drive-in. Mm. There were two screens. One was normal. One was X-rated. I don't know if anyone's ever been to a place
that
like that.
The most bizarre thing I've ever
it
heard of.
It was weird. But she was a drinker, and she had like a case of Falstaff with her and was a few Falstaffs in, and we ended up on the X side and watched Midnight Cowboy.
What?
When we're supposed to be watching Who the Hell Knows, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or something, which it kind of was.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, too, that
but
too.
We're just in the back seat. I think once you paid... First of all, it was like 1974, so no
anything
one
goes.
Cared.
Yeah.
But then she just went to the wrong one and fell asleep, just passed out. So we just sat there and watched the next rated movie.
Hmm. How was that?
Just a lot of laughing.
You're like, what in the?
Yeah, just a whole lot of, I mean, you're getting away with something.
What? Was that a real movie?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like just a, like a
No, it was Dustin Hoffman,
movie?
John Voight.
And it was X-rated?
Yeah. They played gigolos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. I have very few memories of it. I remember seeing Dustin Hoffman because he's so distinct looking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then later on in life going like, oh, that's a guy from the X-rated movie.
Oh, did not realize that.
So, Rach, tell me about the litterers.
Oh, my goodness. So, Monday, I'm driving home from work, driving down Tucker. There's a group of youths in a Toyota Corolla with a vintage vinyl sticker on the back. Which is like...
What was their license plate number?
I don't remember, but I was just like, oh, I just noticed. Because, I mean, I like it when people have the vintage vinyl sticker. Yeah. I think it's nice. And as I'm driving behind them, they roll down the window and they throw something out of the window. It's a king-size Reese's package.
Ooh, yum.
So they're eating their Reese's, and they're littering. They're driving down the road just blatantly littering. And it comes and it like hits my windshield, and I'm going, what is wrong with these people? Drive down the road a little longer. Here comes the cup wrapper. Next, this guy's just eating his Reese's and blatantly littering as they're driving down the road. And I'm thinking to myself, who in 2025, first of all, is littering? That's so disgusting and stupid when you could just wait till you get to your next destination and put it in the dang trash can. Yeah. I'm trying not to cuss. I'm so mad at these people.
Yeah.
Welcome to 1975, by the way.
You're just driving down the road like you're so blatant about it. And then it's like these kids, I mean, I would never look at these kids and be like, they're about to litter. You would think they like cared about the planet or something. They didn't at all. They're just making the city worse. Oh, it made me so angry.
It was different sensibilities, Rach, but like Kevin said, in 1975, it was just...
Why was it okay then?
Then? Because people were dumb.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it now.
It
no.
wasn't until they started
campaign.
The whole program.
Yeah.
Like,
don't litter.
Don't litter.
Well, it's exactly why they put deposits on bottles and cans, so people would return them rather than just chucking them out of their car.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.